Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. Oh shit, and we back with another episode of Carefully Reckless with your girl Jess Hilarious. But this episode is not about me. This is about everybody in general who's ever been in a relationship but can't seem to get to the bottom of the problem of why it doesn't work, right? And especially these days, we see a lot of breakups, we see a lot of divorces. The rates are as high as they've ever been. So grab your tea because it's story time. Okay, so I once had a friend who started dating a guy. He was older. She was very, very attracted to him because she had never dated a guy like this before. Not of his caliber and his status. He owned his own businesses, plural. His children were grown. Now, she's my age, 28. So this is something new for her, right? Everything was going fine. By his birthday, they had only been dating for about a month. 30 days in, they went out of town, had a lovely trip. She took him to dinner. She bought him some gifts, even planned a little surprise birthday party with some of his closest friends. That's what the dinner entailed. Now, they took pictures at this dinner party. Some kissing, some not, but they took pictures. Now, women love to take pictures more than guys. That's just what we love to do. We love a good selfie with our man or a good selfie by ourselves, but we love pictures. Doesn't matter, especially if we feel like we look good that day. She took a picture. She posted it on her page. Now, they've only been dating for 30 days, mind you. Now, she was fresh out of another relationship with a guy that she never posted. So this was like different behavior that I saw. I'm like, oh, snap, she posted this guy. Cool. He had a problem with that. She told me the day after. He asked me to take it down. I noticed he got a little quiet. I said, oh, all right, well, did you tell him that you were going to post him? And she said, no, I just did it. I said, damn, well, why? She said, because I can do what I want. I mean, like, we've been going at it. We had a solid month. Like, although it's 30 days, it's been solid. It's great. I spend every day with this man. I really, really like him. He's into me. I'm into him. I said, okay, cool. She didn't take the picture down. They got past it a few days later. She comes over to his house to spend the night. She asked him, why didn't you post the picture? And he said, you posted enough for all of us. Like, you know, I'm really, really a private person. I don't want my business out there right now. And then we've only been dating for a month or so. You know what I mean? I want to make sure this is right before I put anything on social media. And then I'm a grown ass man. Social media really don't matter to me. I really only have social media for my business, to promote my business, to reach my customers, my markets. So they watched the movie. She was quiet the whole night. She said, she admitted to me she had an attitude about this. He went to sleep. She went in his phone and posted the picture of them kissing on his page. She went in his phone, because I don't think y'all heard me. Let me say it again. She went in his phone as this man was lying there asleep and posted the picture of them kissing on his page for him. And she hid his phone under the bed. He wakes up early because he got to go to work. He's looking for his phone. He wakes her up. Look, babe, have you seen my phone? She's like, I don't know. So he goes out to his car. He has two phones. He goes out to his car to see if he left that one in the car. While he's outside, she reaches under the bed, gets the phone, and puts it under the pillow as if it was there all that time. Like this nigga didn't check under the pillow first before. So he comes back in the house. She's like, oh, check under the pillow. He already knew. She said he gave me that look, bitch, that he already knew that I had his phone. He just didn't know what I had done. Now, he went on his social media. Of course, he checked it. You know, amongst other things, he probably checked when he wake up. Anyway, regularly, he gives her a look because he sees the picture. It's hella comments, hella likes, more than he has ever gotten before, because this is something new to his followers too, which are a lot of customers and old friends. By the way, like I said, he's an older guy. So this is kind of crazy. Now, this guy was previously married. Well, he is still married, but he was separated from his wife. Still married, though. Still going through a fucking divorce. You understand what I'm saying? He tells her she needs to get the fuck up. She needs to leave. Goodbye. She starts arguing. She's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. He like, you gonna get the fuck out of here? Or I'm gonna call the police. Real shit. She got the fuck out of there because she don't do police. All right? Nobody wants to do fucking police. She leaves. She's upset. She thinks about it. She calls me. She's like, yo, I don't think I'm gonna ever get this nigga back. I just feel like he was hiding something because he fucking deleted the picture as soon as he saw that I posted it. So I say, yo, Maybe he deleted the shit because he didn't post it. I said, damn, did you find anything in the phone? Did you go through the phone? Or was that your only agenda to post the picture so people can know about you? She said, I did go through it. I ain't gonna lie. I went through his DMs. I went through his texts. I went through his call log. See who he called. See who he was talking to. See who he was talking to about what, whatever. I said, did you find anything? She said, no, not really. Nothing that I have to be worried about. No, not at all. I said, okay. And you still posted the picture? She said, yes. That made me want to post the picture even more because I didn't find anything. As dumb as that fucking sounded, I just let her keep on going. Now, that's the end of that story. The thing about that situation to me is she kept telling me that she didn't trust him because he snatched down the picture, insinuating that he was hiding her from people, from other bitches that he might have had or other females or even not even dawning the fucking wife that's trying to take him for everything anyway. Shit that she can use in court. They're separated. They're done. But they are still in the process of divorcing. That's not an easy process. It's not easy and it's not cheap. You know what I mean? Especially when you have a spiteful spouse. So take it easy is what I'm telling her. I said, listen, so you don't trust him. But baby, now he can't trust you because you went in his phone. So it's like y'all now have the same problem where he did trust you at first until you gave him a reason not to. He never gave you a reason not to trust him. You are carrying baggage from your last relationship, from your past, probably even your childhood, because she was my friend. So she would tell me about previous relationships and none of which she ever said she was cheated on in them. So this comes from somewhere else. This was deeply rooted. She has trust issues already, which is a sign of toxicity. That's very toxic for you to go in somebody's phone without their permission. He already gave you the password to the phone because I asked, how the hell did you get in it? And she said, he gave me the password. So you used that. The same thing that he trusted you with, you used it. You used it against him. You used it to be sneaky. That's conniving. You don't do that. So imagine what else you could have done. Imagine what else you can do. And he can see this now. He's seeing this now. That was a red flag. That's toxic. That's why a lot of relationships don't make it today. Now, the definition of toxic, it means the quality of being poisonous. That was very poisonous. You invaded the man's privacy. And I know a lot of you that are listening has also done the same thing. Shit, I didn't even went through a guy's phone, but I've never went and posted myself. That's taking it a bit further than just going through his phone. Her goal was to let everybody know that he has someone new in his life. He needs to tell people about me. You want people to see. That's something you can see. If people see it, they love it. People thrive off of seeing other people's love or seeing what somebody else has or because they were very nice and dressed up in the picture. She's very caught up on image, which is, you know, why we are no longer friends, amongst other reasons. But imagery, that's what people get lost these days because everybody wants to be goals. Everybody wants to make the explore page. Everybody wants to give somebody else something to go, about. She was looking for validation. Definition of validation: recognition or affirmation that a person or their feelings or opinions are valid or worthwhile. The action of checking or proving the validity or accuracy of something. That's validation. A lot of people seek validation from others when really you don't need anyone to validate your love for a person. You don't need anyone to validate how you feel inside about a person because it's nobody's business. You are the only person who is supposed to know. There is supposed to be some type of sacred privacy that you and your significant other, you and your mate, you and your potential boyfriend or husband shares. You know what I mean? That y'all have to share that. Y'all have to keep something sacred. Everything cannot be put out in the forefront, especially today. Social media has grown to be a very, very cruel place, a place where you can say anything, a place where people hide behind their computers and their accounts and they ridicule people. They bully people. They make up lies. They try to defame people's character. They try to destroy and diminish reputations. Stop seeking validation. You don't need it. Get validation from God, whether this is the person that you're supposed to be with or not. And if it's not that serious and you just want to, you know, have sex with this person or, you know, anything, whatever tickles your fancy, whatever your goals is for this, be honest and put it on the table with that person. So you're giving that person a choice, because what if that person wants to get married, but you just want to fuck this person? You want this person to be a fuck buddy. That's why things shouldn't hit the internet. And if they do, not so fast. Another thing, insecurities. She had insecurities, okay? She was not firmly fixed. Being insecure is being uncertain and anxious at the same time. That is why a lot of relationships don't make it as well. People try to ignore that they're insecure and really still force themselves to try to love. A lot of people are pretending that they're not. You have to fix yourself in order to go into a real relationship with somebody where you can wholeheartedly be yourself and trust someone, start to grow a bond. That's why it's good to be friends first. Another thing that's really popular that people have made relationships based on these days, sex. Now, a lot of women, they play around, you know what I mean? I've done videos on Instagram about this. Say you're dealing with a guy, you meet him, you have sex with him early, whatever, it happens. You have sex with him the first 2 weeks of y'all talking. It's bomb, it's good, his head is good, he makes you come more than once in 10 minutes, whatever. He tickles every, ooh, he hits every spot, makes you feel good. Best sex you ever had. You automatically feel like, shit, we go together, I ain't letting this go. But what are the other qualities? You can't just settle for sex. He may be abusive. Not only physically, he may be mentally abusive. He may be emotionally abusive. He may have baggage from other relationships as well. He may be broken as a man because he didn't have his father around. What are his other qualities? Can he cook? Can he clean? Can he help take care of you? Not can he take care of you. Can he help take care of your needs? You know what I'm saying? Can he be affectionate? You know, because sex is different. Affection is not only sex. Does he make you feel wanted? Do you feel like the only girl in the world when y'all not having sex? When he's away from you, do you worry about, is he with somebody else? It could be bomb sex, but he's a cheater. He's a womanizer. He's afraid of commitment. All types of things go into play when you're trying to really build a real relationship. Things that we have gotten away from that destroys our relationships these days that they had some time ago back in the day. Communication. A lot of people are scared to communicate. That's why a lot of relationships fail. No one is telling someone how they really feel. Communication and honesty, it goes hand in hand. A lot of people do communicate, but they lie. A lot of relationships are built on lies. Loyalty. Not a lot of men and women know the real definition of loyalty these days. Trust. If you have trust, you can build. If you trust someone. Now, trusting someone takes time. When you first meet a person, you have to at least give them a chance, you know, to try to trust. That's what a lot of people do. They jump in these relationships knowing that they have these goddamn trust issues. You're not allowing someone to show you that you can't trust them first. You can't go into something banking on it not working because you're waiting for something to go wrong. You're so anxious and insecure from your past that you're waiting for this man to do something wrong, or you're waiting for this woman to step out because your ex-wife did, or your ex-girlfriend did, or you saw your mom do it to your dad. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got to get rid of the baggage. Also, like I said, affection. I'm talking about affection, looking into your partner's eyes. On dates, you go out to a restaurant nowadays and people are on dates. They're in their phones the whole time. Nobody is making eye contact when they're talking. Nobody is really into the person that they are with. Because they're so busy both on social media showing each other, oh, look at this, look at this. Oh, my God, can you believe that? Oh, my God, Tiny and T, I got into it this week. Oh my God, Tyrese, he getting a divorce. Oh, my God, y'all so worried about other people's business. That's also a reason why relationships fail. You're worried about everybody else and not each other. That brings me to the segment of Just Fix My Mess, where I ask some of my fans and my followers to give me some of their personal dilemmas, their personal situations that I can kind of help them maneuver through. So I posted on Instagram, what are some of the main problems in relationships / marriages these days, given experience of your own go? _ Nikki says, everybody think they know everything and don't want to listen to the other person. Also, it's so easy to find your ex or someone who liked you online when you and your boo are going through problems. So the quick fix is vent / fuck someone else. Back in the day, you couldn't jump online and swipe left. You didn't have booty ass and dick pics in 2 seconds. So y'all was mad, got over it, and got back with each other. Now it's who's next? Go, 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 go. And Nikki, you are totally right. A lot of people do not like to listen to the other person. And then another thing, accountability. It takes a great amount of dignity as a woman to admit when you're wrong about something, to admit that you are insecure, to lay your flaws out there and say, look, I am fucked up. So sorry, I've been fucked over before, but I do love you and I want this to work. You just have to help me. You have to bear with me. We have to work and build this together. That's accountability. That's honesty. That's communication. So you are so right, Nikki. Lee Box on Instagram, Instagram name Artie Box Jr. says, my wife is not nasty enough. You won't have a wife after this because you did not tell me you wanted to remain anonymous. I hope Mrs. Artie Box Jr. ain't going to hear this. But let's get into her being not nasty enough for you. Does she do other things? What are her other qualities? Because listen, this is what I always say. You don't let someone go because they can't do one thing. You can work with them. You can teach them. Teach her how to be nasty. Tell her what you like. Compromise is a very important factor in relationships and marriages. She has to be willing to compromise if that's the only thing that you don't like about her. But that cannot be a deal breaker because she's not nasty enough. Ask her, can, babe, you want to watch porn with me? Let's do some role play. Let me, whatever. Find out what she likes. Tell her to come into your world. Now, Artie, I'm not saying that you shouldn't be honest enough to express this because, yeah, you should. That cannot be why you stepped out, if you did. I'm not saying you did. Maybe you did. Maybe you did not. But I know you think about it because you're a man. And if she's not nasty enough, there are women who are. But you can't get into that. You have to teach your wife how to please you as she can teach you how to please her. And you have to be willing to go that extra mile for your mate, for your husband, for your wife. That's how you keep your wife. It's easy getting married. It's hard keeping the person that you're married to. It's hard staying married after a certain point of marriage. Okay. Maria Henriquez, tall_and_fabulous on Instagram says, Jit doesn't work and isn't looking for a job. Talks to other women on social media while I bust my ass at work and school. Oh, she gave me the nigga's name. I hope this is that's what she did. And this is not a misspelling. But okay, Jit, get your shit together. Matter of fact, fuck that. He ain't ready for you, baby. Leave his ass, honestly. I feel like you're a woman. And obviously, if you're in a relationship, you should not feel single. Do you understand what I'm saying? You should not feel single. You should not feel alone in your relationship. You should not feel lonely in your relationship. So Jit need to hit the motherfucking road, Jack. And Maria, I'm looking at you on Instagram, and you are beautiful. And your Instagram name is Tall and Fabulous. Girl, go get you a taller and fabulous man. Fuck a Jit. He don't work any motherfucking way, girl. Shit. Last one I'm going to read. Fatboy_Benji says, fuck all that. What you trying to do? I'm trying fuck in your voice. Wait a minute. So this is why niggas can't never participate in shit. I ain't trying to fuck you, fat boy Benji. Come on now. Shit. Let me go to your page. Because I'm about to roast you. You got a nerve to have your page open, first of all. And you look like Florida Evans, a fat ass Florida Evans with a smaller bush. Get your ass out of here. Got time for this shit. That's why you can't give niggas nothing to participate in. This nigga look like he invented detention. Get on my fucking nerves. So I need everybody except Fatboy Benji, everybody's story that I just read off, y'all need to go back and evaluate yourselves first. The guy who's not satisfied with his sex life and his marriage because his wife is not nasty enough. Reevaluate yourself. Go sit down with your wife and talk to her about that shit. And if there's no resolution, then you take the next step. Then you be honest with her and you say, look, if I'm not getting it here, I have to go get it somewhere else. I'm a man. You have to cater to me. We have a covenant. We set our vows. This is a marriage. This is not a girlfriend and boyfriend situation. You have to compromise. Confide in her. Talk to her. Nikki, you are so right. People have to take accountability. And when something is not working, sit down and talk about it and get back right with each other. Don't go look for the next best thing because you might catch something out there. Ain't nothing out there with a whole bunch of COVID and STDs. Don't. Because I'm telling you, another thing that is more popular than breakups and divorces these days, raw sex. The STD statistics are at an all-time high. I'm talking about like COVID. Strap up. Protect yourself. Maria, do better because you know better and you deserve better. Now let's kick it over to current news. Sage the Gemini and Super Scent are broken up. Now listen, these two were so fucking cute to me. I don't give a fuck what nobody say in the comments. I don't care. They were cute as shit. I love Super Scent. That's my baby. Sage, you fucking tried it, and I'ma slap the shit out you when I see you, nigga. I want to fade and my best raspy voice, nigga. Nah, I ain't no violent shit. I ain't no street shit. But when I see you, I'm slapping the shit out you, nigga. Period. Now that that's out my system, because Super Scent is my girl. She's real. She's a single mother. You know what I mean? Not saying she doesn't have help with her babies, because I don't know that to confirm that. But she's a hardworking fucking mother, and she is now single. But they have been in love and been looking very much in love for the past 2-3 months now. You know what I mean? And I've been loving it. It's nice to see a black couple, a black woman who feels appreciated after feeling depreciated. That revivement of yourself, that spring cleaning of a bad nigga. And then here comes another one that makes you blossom. You know what I mean? That's what she was showing us. Only to have now been broken up with this nigga. And what I did not like about the situation, I'ma tell you. This nigga posted a couple days ago, single, on his Instagram story. Nigga, you a fucking clown. I just wanna be very, very honest with you. Because y'all could have kept that shit under wraps. Now listen, it may very well not be over. They may still work it out. We don't know. We only know what they tell us. We only know what we see online. And once y'all make it our business, we get into it. Because the internet is not a place where you can mind your fucking business. So you do not put on your story, single. I don't give a fuck how mad you are, my nigga. Don't put that out there. Like, why would you even do that for a fucking reaction, right? From us? That's not cool. That's loving hip hop shit. That's, oh, they recording Real Housewives of Atlanta type shit. That's reality TV bullshit. And that probably more than likely hurt her feelings. I know it did. It would have hurt mine. As tough as we are, we still have feelings. So that was clowned out to me. I did not appreciate him doing that. But who am I? And I wish my baby Super the best. Future and Des Dior, they've been kicking it for a while. They've been looking happy. They've been looking like they smell good. Everything, they dress alike. I don't know about y'all, but I've never seen this side of Future. He seems genuinely happy with Des. And she's a beautiful girl, no surgery. It don't look like this girl don't have no surgery. Now, I could be wrong, but I'm telling you, if she did, that's one of the most natural bodies I've ever seen in my life. And ain't it crazy how you got to question every single body? You know what I mean? But she's a beautiful brown skin girl. She don't pack too much makeup on her face. She got a nice hairline. She don't need no lace front. You know what I mean? She got all her teeth. She looks good. Her music is popping. She's also an artist. But it looks like they're thriving off of each other. I've never seen Future post a woman so much. And I love it. And then also, I haven't heard him say anything disrespectfully about women or disrespectful to women or pertaining to women since he's been with Des. Why? Because she's keeping his attention. He ain't worried about nobody else. That's when you know you have the one. When you're used to being in everything and shit, and when a motherfucker come along and grabs your attention and have you only worried about that person, focused on them, my God. Bet you by golly, wow, that's what everybody need. That's why Meek need to sit his little ass down some goddamn where. Because he talks about everything and everyone and always is focused on someone else and other problems and everything except for, like, when he was in a relationship with Milano. That's all he did was talk about other bitches, talk about his ex, talk about other shit that other people are going through. If you paid more attention to her, then you would be happy. But that's not where he is in his life right now. Maybe not. So I guess what we have yet to see what's going to happen with Meek. But I do wish him the best in his love life. Tamia and Grant Hill. Now I want to highlight this couple because I know a lot of people, when you think of relationships and goals and people that you want to be like, a lot of people say Beyonce and Jay-Z and Will and Jada. Those were the two most highlighted couples by the people. But then we clearly seen Jay-Z cheated on Beyonce and she made a whole fucking album about it. And she even told the nigga, you try that shit again, you gonna lose your wife. Like, I'm sorry, that was the most smoothest shit. This nigga, the next time we seen Beyonce, Jay-Z was glued. He was with Eric. He was on every tour show. You know what? Let's get the kids, because I ain't finna lose this bitch. He went on tour with her the next year. He went on a whole Lemonade tour with the bitch. He was like, oh no, you right, baby. But they were goals. And do you know why? Let's dig deeper into why they're fucking goals. They were goals because people look at who they are and not what they mean to each other and not the real love surrounding them. Jay-Z is one of the most wealthiest businessmen in the world. That's goals in itself. Beyonce, most legendary, epic, an icon, one of the most gifted women in the world. I'm not going to say talented. Beyonce is gifted. God gave that to her. She's been singing straight out the womb, period. always been twisting and turning them little hips and working her, you know, her, see, because I don't want to say talent because it's way beyond. When you're born with it, it's a gift. And I feel as if she was. But that's goals. Them two together, their love life, that's a different story. That's not goals. We don't know what they go through, but we know they've been through shit. Maybe Beyonce got goals for somebody else. Maybe Tamia and Grant Hill is Beyonce's goals. But I know damn well that they're mine. Tamia and Grant Hill, they are. They still keep the spark in their relationship. He loves her. You can tell the way he looks at her. He loves her. You can tell the way she sings to him. She loves him. These are two celebrities that I follow. You know what I mean? And no, not on Instagram, because y'all know I only follow four people. And I'm about to unfollow Ashton because he don't post nothing. So it's like, you know, about to be three. But I follow these people. I go to their pages and I look at them. And they're very beautiful couple. Will and Jada, they were also goals to society at one point in time. Until it comes out that, you know, it's been rumored that they were swingers and shit. They've never copped to that. But just this past year, we came up with entanglements. We've seen that they go through shit. We've seen that they haven't always been happy with one another. You know what I mean? That's just shit that they don't put out there. And why would they? That's the meaning of privacy. But we were all so shocked and in disbelief when we saw that they weren't that perfect couple. Ciara and Russell. I'm coming to them because they are also goals as well. That man loves this woman. That woman loves that man. And the family, I love it. Gabrielle and D-Wade, I love their love because they're real. They show us how you can be your man's best friend. They show you how, oh, my wife, that's my homie right there. You know what I mean? They have more than just, oh, pictures posted. They have personality. They have fun together. They talk to each other. They communicate. They're so into each other that they not fucking worried about y'all. That's a real relationship. That's real love. And it's beautiful when it's real and when it's built on all the right things. First of all, you have to build a friendship. I said that earlier in the episode. And you have to put God first. I need for y'all to understand, a lot of people ask for Ciara's prayer. You know, that's like a thing now. Ciara, what's your prayer? But listen, you can't ask for her prayer if you don't have the faith. You understand what I'm saying? You cannot ask her prayer if you don't even have a relationship with God. God like, nigga, don't ask me to send you a man like that and you don't even tell me how much you appreciate me that you wake up every morning. You don't even, you don't even know yourself yet. You're not ready for a man like Russell Wilson. You're not ready for me to do for you what I did for them because you're still broken. You still have shit that you need to get yourself to. Well, now, God ain't going to cuss at you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry about that. I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, that is real shit. Don't ask for a prayer if you don't pray already. If you don't pray for yourself. If you don't even know who you are. Don't ask for no goddamn prayer. And on that note, that brings us to the end of the episode today. Okay, now we went a little longer, you know what I'm saying? But this was some shit that I needed to get out. I needed to talk to y'all about this. Another message I want to leave y'all with. Don't think you have to date everyone you like, because more than likely you're going to like a lot of people. That's natural. That's human. And don't think you have to date everyone that likes you. Okay, just let some people like you. I had to find that out the hard way. You know, giving this nigga a chance. Till I looked up and was like, damn, I'm a goddamn hoe. Hold up. Wait a minute. Hold up. Damn it. Let this nigga like you. You don't even like him. You just giving him a chance because he like you. You can't do that shit. Because ladies, you are worth more. Men, you are worth more. You have to find out who you are first. You have to get rid of your, you know, not your flaws, but get rid of your insecurities and become comfortable with yourself. You have to be able to sit down and tell a person what you're dealing with, what you're battling, and how they can be of help to you if they're willing. But give a person a choice. Don't just jump in a relationship hiding all of your problems in the closet because you're ultimately being selfish. You're not even giving that person a choice to say, all right, this nigga got trust issues. I ain't gonna fuck with him. Instead, you reflect all that shit on her. She don't deserve it. Ladies, you reflect all that shit on him. He don't deserve it. So again, y'all need to learn the five keys to a relationship. Communication, honesty, loyalty, trust, and affection. The five no-nos in relationships. Imagery, toxicity, validation, insecurity, and just sex. Okay? And that's it for Real Love and Relationships, episode 3. I killed it. Make sure you tune in to Carefully Reckless next Wednesday. Matter of fact, every Wednesday. I love y'all and I know y'all love me back. And with that being said, in my best deep Pam voice, peace. No. No, hell no. Hold on, wait, let me. Fuck it. Peace. I'm gonna do it right next week. I'm hungover like a motherfucker. You got your ass done. Nigga, shut the fuck up. I've been out here on my cash run. Told you I'm a hustler. I've been stuntin'. I don't do no bluffing, getting. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.